What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled Fine, I Deleted the Videos. I had a video up a couple of minutes ago, well, more like an hour ago, of me showing you that my tan is going away, and you guys were like, that's homo suspicious points. It's like, dude, you never been to a movie where they had guys at beaches and stuff like that? Any of you guys watch Baywatch? You know, was that gay? But anyway, so I just deleted it. I mean, it's really for me to see how my body, my tan is going away, because this is actually the longest I've ever been in my life without seeing sun. And I'm gonna be here, God willing, for a month. So I wanna see how my tan progresses by the end of the month. Also, guys, I'm losing weight as well, you know. I actually lost like over a kilogram in the past week because I'm walking a lot and eating healthy. So anyways, just to give you something to watch, I guess I'm cooking my food. This is a chicken I got yesterday. It's about $3 for a kilo of chicken. That's what we got in here, man. I got this from, from Remy. Apparently, guys, Remy is like their version of Publix or Ralph's, if you're in California. I got oil and butter in here, guys. And of course, I got the Thailand stuff up on it. Over here, I have the vegetables. I cut my own vegetables. As you guys know, I go to the market, I get my own vegetables. So here we have about $3 worth of food over here. Over here, guys, we have spinach. We have cauliflower, which is known as white broccoli here in Latvia. We also got cilantro, I believe. We have potatoes in there, and we have mushrooms. I don't know if I said mushrooms to begin with. So we have like 4 or 5 different stuff in here. I forgot to get the carrots. I'll leave that for tomorrow. So $3 in here. I would say, guys, realistically speaking, I probably have like maybe $2.5, maybe $3 worth of vegetables in here, because obviously I still got way more potatoes left, and I got more spinach, I got more of the green white broccoli. But I just wanted to show you guys that you can actually cook your own food rather cheap. I know some of you guys have been telling me, yo, Amar, Latvia really isn't that cheap. You know, I don't think it's as cheap as, I don't think Latvia is as cheap as Romania. But then again, I went to Romania during the height of Scamarona, before inflation really kicked in. So, this is the vegetables I have, guys. It's all from the market. That's, white broccoli, as it's known here in Latvia. Personally, I'd pick white broccoli over cauliflower. That's spinach. Then there's some cilantro. There it is. It's all over there. I'm not gonna bother getting it. I got the mushroom over here. Onions that I eat raw. Then I got my eggs. What I normally do, guys, and I'm going to do that on camera. Well, I don't know if I'm going to be done. So, usually, guys, what I like doing now, you know, the only reason, I'm not a big fan of eggs, to be honest with you. But the reason why I got those eggs yesterday is because I wanted to show you that 10 eggs here cost literally $2 American. I don't know how expensive eggs are in back in America, but I heard they're like $4 or $5 a dozen. This is like $2 for, you know, 10. I know I said there are a dozen pieces, but they're really, you know, 10. I'm so used to like a dozen eggs back in America. So pretty much what I'm gonna do, guys, is that after that's done, I'm gonna put the eggs in there, and that's gonna be that for me. So I'm just waiting for that. It's already boiling, as you guys can see. Now, all in all, guys, this entire time takes me about 20 minutes, okay? From the time I put that pot to boil with water, it takes me like 20 minutes or so until it's on the table, ready to go. So this over here, guys, I'm gonna turn it down because I think it's done. So what I'm gonna do, guys, this is a cooking lesson. I'm not a real cook. I'm sure Shane will throw in his advice. So I'm gonna put this over here, okay? Then I'm gonna wait a couple of seconds, and then I'm gonna, you know what, let me move it, you know, let me get a better angle. I can move it over here. Look at this, guys. I know the steam is blocking the camera, but look at this, guys. Look at how healthy this shit is, you know. Damn, that's good mushroom. I love mushroom. Where's my fork at when I need it? So, all this, guys, is cut by hand. Everything you guys see in here is cut by hand. Now, to be fair, the spinach and the cilantro, I just throw in. I don't even bother cutting them in half. I just throw them in, you know. Give this like maybe one more minute. So, for all you guys out there, man, especially if you never cooked your own food, or you never cooked your own food overseas, this cooking video, guys, is really important. Damn, that's good. That's really good, man. You know, I used to put salt in my food. I still do, but I really don't need it. I'm not addicted to salt, just like I'm not addicted to sugar, you know. This guy's over here, I know Shane talked about this stuff. This stuff is really good, man. This stuff, you just take it with a fork or you take it with a spoon. That's what I do. So you kind of like, okay, so you eat the salad, well, you eat the vegetables, and then you mix a little bit of this. The taste difference tantalizes your taste buds, you know, because you're going from this over here to this over here. It's a different taste. This over here, guys, is natural butter, I think. It says natural lean on it. So this is natural butter. I know a lot of you guys out there are gonna say, well, you know, it probably has fat in it. You know, you guys are better off with fat than you are with carbs. I know there's potatoes in there, but you know, as long as you keep your calories under a certain amount, you're good. So, give this one more minute. This over here, guys, I really like this over here. See, this bread, I really like this bread. This is balsamic vinegar and oil. I actually was doing that yesterday with a French bread, but French bread, that's gonna give you unneeded carbs. I'd much rather do rye bread, which probably is healthier for you, probably has more fiber in it. So I would, even though the taste ain't all that good compared to a French bread, at the end of the day, guys, you gotta know when to sacrifice a little bit when it comes to food. Where the hell is my fork at? I wanna flip
Oh, there it is. I want to flip this one more time. Yeah, give it like one more minute and we're done. So really, guys, this is like so easy. Now I can eat this food every day, man. I can eat this food every day of the week. I can eat this food, man. I never get tired of this food, man. As long as you got like the right seasoning on it and shit like that, dude, you'll never get tired of this food. And even if I did get tired of this food, I could probably do like burger or steak one day. Honestly, I haven't seen any burgers around. I mean, there are burger joints, but I probably didn't look for burgers. Even if I did find burgers, I mean, to be honest with you, I'd rather do chicken over burgers. What else was I gonna tell you? So, yeah, this is really good, guys. And even if I wanted to eat out one day, I told you guys, if you ever come to Latvia, you should go to a place called Lido, L-I-D-O. It's like a cafe, it's kind of like an upscale cafeteria. The food is really cheap, you know, it's not open buffet. It's open buffet-like, meaning that you can, okay, like I said, when you go to Lido, it's like this, okay? $2 for chicken, $1 for vegetable, 50 cents for drink. So you pick the food you want from this buffet-like table, and then you put it in your tray, and they ring you up each item individually, okay? For 10 euros or about 10 American dollars, you can eat really well there. I know that for a fact. So I'm just waiting for that over there to finish. So I can put in the eggs. As you guys can see, pink eggs. I know in America, pink eggs are not normal for us. I just have to get a little bit of this food, guys. So good. So good, man. A lot of you guys out there, man, a lot of you guys out there really need to travel. I'm telling you guys, cooking your own food, that's the best. I'd rather cook my own food than have a bitch cook food for me, you know. At least I cook it the way I like it. At least I know what's in there. I'd much rather cook my own food than have a girl cook it for me. Alright, I think we're done here. Good go. So what I'm gonna do, guys, is that the leftover, you have to remember, this is butter and oil. I'm gonna dump it in here. Gives it some seasoning, gives it some taste to it, okay? I'm also gonna bring it down a little bit to like a number three. Because I'm gonna put the egg in there. Damn, that's good. Oh, fuck. And you know, I'm holding a camera, so, like, really, what do you expect? And at the end of the day, it's edible, so it's not like it's going to waste or anything. One more. Okay, that's it. So, so pretty much, guys, I got it on number 3 from 9. It's already hot. It already has a seasoning, the oil, the butter. So this probably will be done, God willing, in probably the next 2 minutes. No need for me to continue doing this video since we already know the outcome. The food over here. Let me mix it up a little bit. Look at that, guys. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that, guys. Look at that, dude. Look at that. I know it doesn't look all that good, you know. Again, I'm not a professional chef or anything like that, but I'm telling you guys, you stick this shit in your mouth. So good. So So fucking good. Now it needs some salt on it. I can't help it, guys. I gotta put some salt on the vegetables. I can't help it. I need some salt in there, man. You know, salt ain't gonna kill me. This is about, you know, 1 minute away. So, yeah, you guys saw what I eat. Vegetables, chicken, 3 eggs. As long as I keep my intake under 2,500 calories, I'm good. Plus all the walking I do in Riga, I walk at least 4 or 5 kilometers a day, guys. I mean, this is a big plus for places like Latvia and Colombia. I just do so much walking, especially if it's cool outside. If it's hot, I don't go out when it's hot, man. I'd rather walk around in 40 degree weather than walk around in 80 degree weather, man. So anyways, yeah, guys, so we took down a video of my tan going away and we replaced it with a cooking video. I know it's not exactly the best video out there when it comes to cooking, but hey man, it tastes good, it's healthy, it cost me probably under $6, so I think we're winning. Anyway guys, you let me know in the comment section what you would recommend. What type of seasoning to use. I mean, this is the first time I use this seasoning before. So I don't know. It might be good, might be bad. We're going to find out in like T minus 2 minutes. All right, guys. Talk to you in the comment section. Peace.